Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County. The Brian Rust Morning Show. Melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to the show. Good morning and happy Taco Tuesday. Going to shift gears a little bit. We want to still talk politics, but we're going to talk a little bit local politics. It is the municipal elections that are going on, and want to join the studio. First time on my show. Mm-hmm. Pat Furno, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for getting up so early. I mean, yeah. I know it's going to be a long day. You got the restaurant to do and everything else. So
I don't mind. We usually get up early and put away a truck about this time of the day anyway.
Well, so. There you go. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You are running for re-election for your seat.
Yes, sir.
In the commission.
Seat two, Lynn Haven. Yep.
Let's talk about it a little bit. You've obviously got a little bit of time under your belt. You're somebody who really, you love Lynn Haven, so you've put a lot of dedication and time into it. You're a restaurateur, so you really get into the people. What have you learned over the past 4 years?
Well, I've learned right away. I learned you can't please everybody.
Really?
If you're pleasing half the room, you're doing your job. You know.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of an undertaking for me because I try to please everybody in the room, you know, and satisfy their needs. But it's a little different in city politics. So
yeah.
But if you're doing what's right for the city, you're doing the right thing. You keep yourself in that mind frame. And you protect the citizens from the city sometimes, but you do the city's business. So.
Right. Yeah, that's a hard thing when you know you're going to tick off half the people.
Yep.
But you got to do what is best.
That's hot topics.
Yeah, that it is. And there's a lot of hot topics when it comes to Lynn Haven. Obviously, Lynn Haven politics, let's face it, it's been under the scrutiny for a little bit here.
It's taken it on the chin the last 2 years.
Yeah, that it has. So. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been a lot of things that have gone on with Lynn Haven. Obviously, with the rebuild since Hurricane Michael, there's been all kinds of issues. What do you think right now is the biggest issue that Lynn Haven is facing?
Ooh, well, right now it's to continue the rebuild. I mean, we've got to get our sports complex built. We've got to get our library media center, technology center built. We've got to finish the city hall and the annex there. So we're still coming back. You know, there's still you go down a road and there's still houses that aren't repaired from the storm and whatnot. So, but our infrastructure is a really big deal because based on the growth that's going to go on here in the next 10 years, we really need to get our roads together, our stormwater planning, and our how we're going to build out Lynn Haven to the right way. You know, there's a big historical plat in Lynn Haven. Needs to stay that historical way. But around that, you know, we need to make sure that we're fortified for the growth that we're about to undertake. That's the biggest issue. Right now we're trying to get around the international property maintenance code. That's a big deal right now.
That seems to be a big thing.
Do we adopt it? Do we not adopt it? What we decided to do was go chapter by chapter and as a commission, you know, talk about it, involve the public, and take what's good about it and put it into effect and mark out what we don't want to use, what is infringing on people's rights from the code and take that away. So we're doing a carve out on it right now, chapter by chapter.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, a lot of people, they hate building codes.
Yes.
But sometimes they're a really good thing, but you know, the whole idea of just taking something international and just going, okay, here's the carbon copy and just follow this. You gotta be Lynn Haven.
We learned right away. We were at the second reading and we were ready to pass it, but a citizen stood up and, you know, then we backed off, you know, and we're gonna do it this way and we're gonna involve the people who care, and we're gonna make it right. So that's a good thing. You can always go back on something and you know when you hear it. I kind of think second reading on it is a little late, so I think the mayor started letting people speak at the first reading too. So
right, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So in addition to the building codes, obviously that's an important one. And you know, I had this conversation yesterday. We were talking a little bit about Lynn Haven, you know, at the press conferences with all the politicians. And one of the things that we all kind of looked at each other and said about Lynn Haven is, all right, we know that the stormwater runoff thing has got a plan. It's in motion. It's going. Let's stop talking about that because it's in motion. There's so many other things to talk about Lynn Haven. And, you know, one of the challenges is really keeping it Lynn Haven while you have the growth. So in addition to the infrastructure, what other things do you want to see and how do you think you guys can do keeping Lynn Haven, Lynn Haven while still growing?
Well, I think that I think we have a vision for our parks. I think there's an opportunity, hopefully in the near future, to convert Kinsall Park to like an amphitheater
mm-hmm.
that may even face the water, you know, so people could come up in boats and then you could actually have performances and whatnot right there. There's enough land for that. We've looked at that. We've planned for that. Lynn Haven is a great bedroom community. That's what mm-hmm. it needs to be. It's not a tourist type of community. And I think our Rails for Trails that's coming through is going to be a great amenity to the city. It runs right through. So there's certain things that, but I'm not done with stormwater, because one of the biggest things that why I want to be reelected and run is that I think we really need regional retention for stormwater that'll solve the big issues that we have in Lynn Haven. We have the opportunity to do one in a part of town that would affect Moat Highlands, the Pine Forest area, and it would treat like 300 acres. And we're pushing for appropriation right now through the legislature to get the engineering done on it. Will we get it? We might not get it, but we'll keep trying, because if we can get that built, it's a wetland restoration project. It'll be a 27-acre pond. But it'll be a three-tiered pond. It'll take care of the stormwater runoff for 300 acres of a town, and that's a big deal. So,
that is a very big deal. The first time I actually heard about that. So that's kind of awesome.
It's in the planning stages and just the hopeful stages for a grant and stuff like that. So.
Right. Awesome. So, you know, you brought up the fact that Lynn Haven is a bedroom community, and obviously there's no desire to turn Lynn Haven into Panama City Beach and, you know, get all that tourism dollars. But obviously dollars need to come in, and you guys want to do it without raising the taxes on the bedroom aspect of the community. So business is the next logical reason or next logical thing to get, you know, tax income. What are some of your thoughts on bringing industry to Lynn Haven, yet still keeping it a bedroom? I mean, this is such a delicate balance.
Well, the good thing about Lynn Haven is it's kind of the center of Bay County. So it's right there. So if we can attract people, we have an industrial park, you know, we have a large area to the east that, you know, that's growing. But we're looking at hopefully adding to the industrial park that we have. You know, we have Merck out there. We have ACMT, you know, there's opportunity to put more business in that industrial park. So we're hoping that we can work with the Bay County, you know, work with Becca Harden and hopefully get something spotted in Lynn Haven, as well as, you know, the road up to the airport is right through Lynn Haven, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll see about what we can do to add business. And I think it's going to come, defense contracts and whatnot. I mean, there's going to be a lot happening at Tyndall in the near future. So.
Right. Yeah.
So hopefully we can be a home to somebody who's servicing the base. So,
mm-hmm. So another thing when it comes to business and the bedroom community, and this is a fun conversation to ask you on this one, because you're a restaurateur and you've got your own restaurant. But, you know, one of the things that I've seen is people seem to think that there's a need for more sit down restaurants.
I think there
what
is.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think there is. There's a need for one, two, three, four. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that the 77 corridor, you know, it has a lot of fast food, fast casual places right now, but Diego's Burrito Factory's coming in. I'll give a shout out to my friend Ishmael. And
I just got fat thinking about that. I really did. I'm disappointed, by the way, where they're putting that.
We're
going
to put an add-on on Beef's this year, so we're going to put a sidecar on. I think Sonny's is being remodeled right now.
Yeah, they are.
So, and Peter is always talking about, he owns that little garage there on the corner of Poe Folks. He's talked about putting a little steakhouse there. And Simply Seafood does great business. So, I mean, the restaurants that are in Lynn Haven are doing fairly well. And there's more pieces of the pie to share, because the population's only going to grow. And there's going to be more people in that quarter. So when someone new comes in, it just brings more customers to everybody. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So what other visions do you have that we haven't talked about that you would like to see with Lynn Haven?
Well, I just said one about the regional retention. I'd like to see our parks continue to grow and give the amenities to the people that they need. I want to just hope that we leave a mark on Lynn Haven that we did what we had to do during the time that we had after the storm, and hopefully make it a bright spot for people in the future. That's all. And, you know, I can't specifically say that there's anything other than that regional retention is on my mind. There's another opportunity on the other side of 77 for an area that we may be able to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gosh, it would be great to solve half of the city's problems before I was out of there. So
yeah, that seems to be such a big problem.
We've got
too.
Charter reform coming up. So I'm just, I just think everybody's going to vote for the term limits. So that's why I feel like if I do get elected, it's my last term anyway. So,
right.
Yep. So,
well, good deal. So, I just had a complete brain fart. I had like 15 things run through my head at the same time, but you know what I'm thinking about is tacos. And your street tacos.
We've got tacos.
I know you do. I am addicted to your street tacos.
They're good.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think was the biggest accomplishment that you've achieved as the commission?
Well, as commission,
that's a good thing that you had to stop and think about that for a second.
Well, I there's a couple of things. You know, we were the first commission to face stormwater head on and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't pretty to have come out of it with a stormwater assessment. But what we've done was created funding for 16 vital projects in the city of Lynn Haven. You know, we took it from the water bill to an assessment on property tax, threw a bigger umbrella on it, got enough money to go ahead and fund some HMBG grants and actually pay 25% of a grant, and you get 75% more into the project. So we've made that small amount of money into bigger projects. And Chris Lightfoot's doing a great job at pinpointing the problems in Lynn Haven and getting this stuff rolling. So that's one thing. We're just the rebuild of our parks and our fields, and you know our police station is at the forefront, and just being involved with that over a 4-year period, I didn't expect to have to do that. Didn't expect to have to hire a new city manager. Didn't expect right. to have to see two mayors in my first term. You know, so there's a lot of stuff to city attorneys. You know, it's like it was almost like a lot of stuff happened in a rapid fire, but some stuff seems like yesterday and some stuff seems like 20 years ago.
I know. It does seem like it's forever.
It's just like the PTSD we all have from Hurricane Michael. You know, you have recollections of it like happened yesterday, and then some of it feels like it was just so long ago. You're so far away from it. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Pat Pernow, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about your campaign?
Well, I'm always at Beef O'Brady's in Lynn Haven on Highway 77. My phone number is 850-774-6128. So anybody can pick up the phone and call me. I pretty much talk to anybody. If it says spam, I'm not going to answer it, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Don't blame me at all. Pat Pernow, the municipal elections coming up April 18th. Early voting starts April 10th. We're past due. I think yesterday was the date to get all your voting stuff done. So if you didn't, shame on you. But definitely stop by the restaurant. Say hi to Pat. Ask him the questions. Get involved. That's what we've got to do. Pat, best of luck with your reelection campaign. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely. Hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is The Brian Rust Show. Good morning.